Coleman Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 23rd, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I hope you've all been having a wonderful week thus far with this new day, Monday, and that you have been spending the month loving on yourself and loving on your business as we celebrate the month of love here in America. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and a big shout out to everyone on the West Coast who's listening to the show, as well as everyone on the East Coast as well. We've got a great show for you lined up today, wonderful information. So I want to make sure that right away you know you need a pen and a notepad. It's all about women making it happen during the month of February. You get the opportunity to be inspired by women who have pursued their dreams, faced challenges, and moved past obstacles to create their very own success. Today, our featured guest will be Jerry Brown, wife, mom of six, minister, artist, creative designer, and founder of All Things Creative. You're going to learn how Jerry is pursuing her dreams and her goals while finding the time to try to balance it all. So I'm excited about Jerry being on the show today. Also included in our lineup is I Believe in the Power of Me, which is our overall theme for the month, I'm sorry, for the year, actually, for 2015. I came up with four questions that will help you to take action and get in touch with your inner power. And in case you didn't know it, yes, you do have inner power. We were all born pre-installed with the ability to be successful, pre-installed with the ability to be well. Sometimes life gets in the way and we forget about the fact that we have this incredible power inside of us to do anything, be anything that we want to be in life. In the words of one of my most favorite motivational speakers and personal development gurus, he's no longer with us, but Napoleon Hill hits it on the head every single time. He says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve. And I am so into that slogan and that phrase that he used because it is so true. You see, it takes more than just coming up with an idea, coming up with a thought, but you must be willing not only to conceive the idea and get all excited about it, but you must believe in it. And you see, that's where sometimes as women we have problems with it, because depending on our environment, our experiences, what we were taught when we were coming up, what we learned in school, or, you know, what we have experienced thus far as adults, sometimes our belief system is not in alignment with who we are and what we really, really want. And so as a result, it gets in the way. So this is why a lot of the time I am so passionate about saying to you, the listener, it's so important for you to gain as much knowledge as you can about your subconscious mind, because therein lies, right, all of your ability to accomplish anything that you want. But if there are certain beliefs and things and habits that have been embedded in your subconscious mind that are working against whatever it is that you want, then, again, it causes you to spin your wheels and not accomplish those dreams and goals. So I just want to, you know, take that side note down. And definitely, you know, I try to give a lot of resources on understanding the subconscious mind versus the conscious. But I also want to encourage you to do your own personal research. Get out there. Go on the Internet. Take a look at the resources when you Google subconscious mind so that you can learn all about it. And certainly one of the books that I really like that I think is very good is called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. You can get that book probably for about $5 or $6 on Amazon.com. It is worth the buy. If you have a Kindle, you may be able to get it even cheaper. So check it out on Amazon.com. It is 5 minutes after the hour. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to give a big shout-out to all of my online listeners. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and for all of you who have dialed in, utilizing your cell phones and your smart devices, thank you as well. I want to, you know, again, remind you to share the show with as many women as you possibly can. And I've had people to say, well, Trina, does a woman have to be in business to listen to the show? Of course not. You know, Successful Woman Radio, while we focus a lot on women pursuing their business goals, we also talk about things that are going to help women in their lives in general as well. This is a show where you can come every Monday at 12 noon and get your dose of inspiration, your dose of motivation that's going to help you to get your week going. And that is exactly what we do, is we give you great information that you can put to use right away. So this is a great time for you to flash over on another line, to call a girlfriend, to call a family member, someone that may have told you that they're starting a business or want to start a business or trying to reach their goals, and have them to dial into the Successful Woman Radio Show. They can call 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, the phone number to the show is 347-637-2589. And for all of you who are listening from your computer, your laptops, your iPads, notepads, please make sure you go to your social network and just plop in, listen to Successful Woman Radio. Now, you can give them that phone number that I just called out, or you can have them to click a link and go directly to the show to listen to it from their device. It is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Got a great week going on for myself. I'll be going to Orlando, Florida later on this week, participating in a couple of conferences. And also, I want to tell you about a special event that is coming up on this weekend on the 28th. I had the privilege and honor of being asked to speak at a very special event that is being put on here in Atlanta by Delta Sigma Theta. And I wanted to let all of you who are in the Atlanta area know about it. The event is called the Code Red Super Saturday, and it is to celebrate women entrepreneurs who are starting their own business or who are already in business. And the speaker of the event is going to be Terry Dennison, who is the director of the Georgia SBA, and I am also honored to be one of the speakers as well. Now, this event is at no cost, and it is going to be happening on February 28th, this Saturday from 10 to 1, at the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. That's a mouthful, but it's the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center, and that's 3900 Aviation Circle, Atlanta, Georgia, 30336. So, again, the event is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is free to those of you that would like to attend. And again, we are honoring a few of our Women About Biz members as well, and I'll bring that up to you in just a little bit. And don't forget, this is a wonderful opportunity for those of you who are in the local area. And heck, even if you're in the Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina, or Alabama, great opportunity to drive down to Atlanta and get some networking in, and also get inspiration from the speakers. I'm going to be speaking on getting past me. You know, sometimes how you spin your wheels and you're trying to figure out, you know, why it is you can't seem to accomplish your dreams and your goals, and you feel like you're in your own way. Well, I'm going to be talking about that this Saturday. Getting Past Me is a program that I developed about 2 years ago. We had an overwhelming response of people who participated in the program. So this is a great opportunity to share with women entrepreneurs how to actually get past yourself and start accomplishing some of the things that you would like to do. I do believe that the information will be on the Women About Biz website later on today. So if you don't have a pen and haven't been able to take notes on this, make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com and click on events and then conferences, and you should see the information up. I'm getting a chat message from my virtual assistant that's letting me know that the information should be up after 1 p.m. today, so you should be able to see it. Again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach. And coming up a little bit later on in the show, we have a very special featured guest, Jerry Brown, better known as Jerry B, who is founder of All Things Creative. I'm so excited that she's going to be on the show today. Also, I want to go right ahead and dive into I Believe in the Power of Me. Again, I came up with this topic actually last year because I realized that so many women out there want to pursue their dreams and goals, and they want the best in life, and they want to be accomplished, and they want to pursue their dreams and goals, but sometimes they are lacking in their power, their personal power. And, you know, we can give up our power every day, every hour, every moment. We can give it up to other people. We can give it up to our environment. We can give it up to just life itself. And then when we feel drained of our power, as though we don't have any energy and no, you know, the desire that we once had is leaving us, we realize that something's not right here. Well, I can tell you, often you're not sick physically, but mentally your power has been drained, and you have to reclaim your power and take your power back. So I came up with four questions that will help to remind you, okay, of how to start getting focused and centered on believing in your own personal power. Here's question number one. Am I clear on my vision and what it is I want to experience? Again, am I clear on my vision and what it is I want to experience? This is first and foremost the most important thing that you can do for yourself. If you don't have a vision, then sometimes the goals that you set, you know, they don't mean as much to you, okay? It's important for you to know what it is that you want to experience in this next 6 months, this next year, this next 2 or 3 years. But sometimes, you know, based on what we hear a lot of other people doing or a lot of so-called gurus out there are saying, you know, you need to plan 10 and 20 years ahead of time, it causes us to feel overwhelmed when we're trying to go that far ahead in the future because we want to experience what it is that we want now, right? We want to experience success now. If I want to be a millionaire, I don't want to wait 20 years from now to experience a million, you know, when I'm too old to do something about it and with it. I want to experience it now. So it's important for you to realize that the process of visioning really has no time limit, no time schedule, because it's your power. You're in control of your vision. And so, therefore, you get to enhance it, rewrite it, reevaluate it. You are the one that gets to put your own personal schedule to your vision. So keep that in mind as you ask yourself if you are clear on your vision and what it is that you want to experience. And if you're not used to visioning, meaning you're not used to getting the vision, making it plain, implementing it, then it's good sometimes to create a vision that something you want to experience within the next 3 months or the next 6 months so that you can get used to the process of visioning, okay? Here's number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Again, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Again, as I mentioned early on in the beginning of the show, it's so important for you to understand how the subconscious and the conscious mind work together. Habits are literally automators that help us to do things without even thinking about it anymore. Once we start a habit and it is repeated so many times, it is automated in our subconscious system, and we are able to do it without having to take the time to learn it, again or to think about how to do it over and over, like brushing your teeth or driving. We don't necessarily have to, you know, pull over to the curb and say, okay, now, how do I accelerate the car and how do I brake the car and how do I turn to the right or the left? We have automatically automated that process. Well, guess what? There are successful habits that you can create for your life and your business that can become automatic habits as well and therefore cause you to automatically be a successful woman. So it's important for you to first identify habits that are blocking or interfering your success that are not getting you positive results, and then replace those habits with positive habits that can be automated within your subconscious mind so that you can start seeing positive results in your life and business. Here's number three. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Now, you know, I've had a lot of consultants and other people who disagree with me. A lot of people say, well, your goals are your vision. I think your vision is, in a way, a big, gigantic goal. However, I think a vision is something a little bit different than a goal, okay? I think a vision is an inspired supernatural event that occurs within your mental thought system, an idea of something, and it stirs up a passion for you, and it's something that causes a rumbling, and you want to get it out of yourself and onto paper so that you can start manifesting and making it happen. So while, yes, in a way, I guess a vision could be considered a big, big goal, I would beg to differ that from me and from me helping so many people accomplish their visions, that your vision is a little bit different. It's a fine line between the two, but it's a little bit different. So a vision, again, is a thought that you have created and brought into existence from nothing in your mind, and then it stirs a desire in you, and you can actually see it. It's like wanting a house. It's like you can see yourself wanting to impact people's lives or wanting to write a book, and you can see the book cover, or wanting to be a speaker. You can see it in your mind. So what happens is that in order for you to bring that vision out, you've got to write it down on paper and make it plain, right? Well, guess what? That's what goals are all about. So the difference between the vision and the goals is that the vision is the first step in your mind of the thought process. And then once you bring that vision out and put it onto paper, you start writing goals to it. That's where the goal-setting process actually begins. Goals are like the flame that fuels the vision. And then, of course, in question number three, which is so important, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? The task is like the spark that ignites the flame, which is your goals, and then it flames and fuels the vision. And so goals actually manifest, help you to manifest your vision. It means to bring nothing into something. And it's when you write it down and you start planning it out, that's when the real part of your vision begins to come alive. And so that's question number three. Again, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? And then number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Well, short-term goals are very, very important because you need to feel the results of something positive in your life in order to be encouraged to move forward with more of your goals. And so as you're planning your goals, it's so important for you to make sure that they are not so long-term and they're not so convoluted with so many steps within that one goal that it overwhelms you and you're not able to accomplish the goal at all. So short-term goals is basically a goal that you have to break down into sub-steps so that you can actually get it done. And so I believe short-term goals are very, very important, and they are a key in actually seeing your vision come to pass. So ladies, keeping focused on your goals and your vision and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of success, on the journey of you and your business. So, again, I want you to understand that you were born, you were pre-installed with the ability to be successful, to be a powerful woman. You were born with the ability to be a very wealthy woman. But guess what? You must believe in that, right? Thus, I believe in the power of me. So I hope these four questions help you to really start delving in and answering and having some aha moments for yourself. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to encourage everyone to go to womenaboutbiz.com and visit our main website if you haven't already. We've got great information on there. And if you haven't joined as a free member, well, that's the first thing that you actually need to do. As a free member, it gives you the opportunity to gain exposure to the site and to understand who we are and what we are before deciding perhaps to move on to other types of memberships that we have. Also, you definitely want to be a part of the community, and as a free member at Women About Biz, you get the opportunity to create your own personal profile page and start connecting with other businesswomen. So again, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouse over membership in the top right menu bar and click on join now. Become a free member if you haven't become a free member, and that's the first place you need to start. I want to just remind you of a few other events that are going on with Women About Biz. This Wednesday, we actually have a teleclass that is going to be rescheduled. Our teleclass, It's Time for My Success, is going to be scheduled for another week in March. I'm hopefully going to get it scheduled, the first or second week of March, but I will be traveling on that day on Wednesday, so I won't be able to do the teleclass, but we are going to be rescheduling it. For those of you that are in the Metro Atlanta area, mark your calendars, however, for this Tuesday, the 24th, for our monthly Power Networking event, which will be held at the Courtyard Marriott off of 285 and North Lake Parkway. If you want more information about how to join us for our networking event, simply visit womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on Chapter Networking Events, and you'll see it there, okay? Also, I want to remind you that if you have an idea that you would like to share with our listeners on the show, you've written a book, you'd like to be featured on the show, then definitely make sure you visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. In the top menu bar, click on Be on the Show, and once you click on that, just fill out the form, and someone from our show will give you a call and talk to you about your idea or featuring you on the show. Again, later today, we have Jerry Brown, better known as Jerry B, the founder of All Things Creative, and I'm going to be so excited to talk to this mom of six to learn how she's working at balancing things and pursuing her dreams and her goals. 12:23 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm so excited that you're here with us today, and make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern for a show that can motivate you, give you that inspiration that you need, that dose of kickstart to move your week and make it happen. You know, I was thinking about planning and how people plan on a weekly basis and what are some of the things that you have to do to actually get things done for your week. Too many people are, you know, coming up on their Fridays and realizing that they have not did what they need to do to accomplish their weekly goals and make things happen for themselves. And so I just want to remind all of you that you can get to be so busy being busy that you can get to Friday and literally, especially if you're in business, literally have not made any money, haven't talked to any prospects, but yet you feel as though you've been extremely busy. I want to remind you that you have to create a system for yourself to fall in order to follow up and start seeing things happen a lot faster for yourself. In order to do that, what I recommend is that every Sunday evening, you carve out at least 1 hour of time for yourself. And during that 1 hour, you're going to ask yourself a very important question, which is, what are the goals that I would like to accomplish by Friday? Okay? Then you're going to open up your calendar, and you're going to make sure that you have to-do items scheduled in your planner to make sure those goals are accomplished. You see, again, every goal must have a to-do item or a list of to-do items in order for it to be accomplished, because that's what you're going to take action to make it happen, right? Exactly. So when you don't put yourself in that type of system, it's so easy for weeks, months, years, yes, ladies, and even decades to pass you by, and you have not accomplished the dreams and goals that you have wanted to pursue. So, again, everything must be in a system. And sometimes what I find in talking to so many women out there is that women have a tendency to buck the system. Now, what am I saying when I say buck the system? Well, ladies, listen, have you realized by now that life in and of itself is one big system, that we are a system, our very living, our very existence is created within a divine system. Our bodies function in a system. And so, therefore, that should be telling you something, because if that's how God was successful in creating us, in creating this universe, is putting everything in a system, well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to follow his template, okay? And his template tells me that if for anything that I want to be successful in and anything that I want to accomplish and do in life, that I must have a system. I must create a process of how I do it. And so, therefore, if anything that you want to do in life, you know that you need to set the vision, make it plain on paper, set the goals, and take action. But you're not going to do any of that out of sight, out of mind. So this is why every Sunday evening you need to give that time to yourself to take a look at what's supposed to be happening for you that week. I know a lot of people and have consulted a lot of women who show me their planners, and it's packed full of information. But guess what? When I ask them to point out to me the goals or the action items to actually support their goals and the milestones when they're supposed to accomplish the goals, they can't show me. And when I ask them, well, what is all of this these activities, what are they on your calendar? You know, some people look at me with a blank stare and say, you know, Trina, honestly, I don't know why I have all of this on the calendar if it's not what I want to accomplish by Friday. So, again, be very careful about keeping busy and not really focusing on the things that matter most to you. It's 12:27 after the hour. Coming up, we have featured guest Jerry Brown, better known as Jerry B., the founder of All Things Creative. In just a few minutes, we're going to be bringing her live on the show, Successful Woman Radio. I want to remind you, we have a great article on the Women About Biz .com website entitled Don't Take Self-Doubt Into the New Year. And I gave some things that you have to do in order to remove self-doubt, because so many women at the end of each year realize, wow, I've not did the things I want to do. I've doubted myself and my abilities. And ladies, again, I just, as a simple reminder, want to say self-doubt can steal your hope. It can wreak havoc on your self-esteem. So if you're experiencing any level of self-doubt, and we all experience self-doubt, by the way, okay, I experience it sometimes, everyone experiences it, but there are five things that I think that you must do to replace self-doubt. The first thing is that you must have self-love, right? You must start learning to love yourself. And loving yourself means that you must be willing to do what's best for you and not always what you want, okay? Sometimes you have to control those carnal desires of having material things and being busy with a lot of other stuff, and you have to really start doing what's best for you. That's true love. And then the second thing in replacing self-doubt, you must have self-confidence, okay? And self-confidence, ladies, has a lot to do with your belief system. This is why you have to put yourself in check and evaluate what is it that you truly believe about being successful, about being wealthy, about having money. Number three, solutions to accomplish your goals. In other words, if there are challenges to accomplishing your dreams and goals, then you must find solutions to accomplish them, okay? Here's number four in the five important things you need to replace self-doubt, action items to support your goals. Again, I've said it and say it again, to-do items or tasks, as they're known as, are the sparks to fuel the fire, which are your goals. And so you have to be very clear on the action items needed to accomplish your goals. And last but not least, number five, and the five important things you need to replace self-doubt is the willingness to be accountable, to be held accountable. We all need assistance. We all need to be able to have someone to help us. Remember when you were younger and coming up, it was your teacher who was encouraging you to finish your homework, your parent that was making sure that your homework was done for school, or your parent who was saying, come on, baby, you can do it. Yes, you can. You know, and so when you become an adult, somehow, you know, adults feel sometimes that they don't need anybody to tell them what to do. Listen, we all need someone to coach us, to help us, to motivate us, to encourage us, to inspire us. We are humans, and as humans, our whole human system is dependent upon itself. So, again, it's important for you to get a coach. Talk to someone. And I hope that you will consider me your coach. I have been helping women for so long. And so I want to encourage you and invite you to schedule a power talk with me. A power talk is a 45-minute wonderful coaching session where you can experience brainstorming with me about your business ideas, talking about how to grow your business or how to market your business, and I can guarantee you, you are going to enjoy the session. To schedule your free Power Talk session, if you have not had one this year, go to womenaboutbiz.com, and when you land on that homepage, just scroll down in the middle, and you will see free Power Talk coaching sessions for women. Another way that you can schedule it is click on coaching in the top red menu bar, and once on that channel, look over in the right-hand column and click on schedule power talk and just follow the directions. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and now I am so excited. We are getting ready to bring on our featured guest for today, Jerry Brown. Jerry, I'm just doing a mic check. Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am going to read to you Jerry's bio, and then I'll be bringing her on for a wonderful conversation. Mrs. Jerry Danielle Brown, better known as Jerry B, is the founder of All Things Creative, an artistic platform that provides inspiring artwork, novelties, services, and programs. Jerry is an artist, designer, and creative consultant and has been creating for over 20 years. She has hosted solo exhibitions, published artistic books and literary works, and launched creative product lines. Her artwork illustrates the endearing moments of intergenerational bonds and inspirational concepts and has been referred to as narrative artwork. Jerry works in a variety of media, including acrylic, pastels, charcoal, block print, photography, textiles, ceramics, and graphic design. She strives to trigger feelings of warmth and familiarity from the viewer. At age 37, Jerry has been married for 16 years and is the mother of six children. In addition to her roles as wife and mom, Jerry is also an active community advocate, and she's also a minister. She has hosted and participated in several grassroots programs to encourage youth in the area of art. She also believes that art is therapeutic, and she has facilitated creative sessions at women's gatherings and retreats as a de-stressor. Her love for art and creating goes as far back as childhood in St. Louis, Missouri, though she credits her high school art teacher in Atlanta as being the source of inspiration to pursue art beyond just a leisure pastime. So after high school, Jerry went on to study interior design at Savannah College of Art and Design for 2 years. At age 20, she gave birth to her first child, and a year later, she married. Jerry soon gained a son through marriage and gave birth to four more children. And while art was always present in her life, cultivating her blended family of eight became her priority. Jerry recently completed her bachelor's degree in studio art at Georgia State University, 17 years after starting her college journey. Jerry, wow, what a wonderful, inspirational story. Welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you, Trina. Thank you.
So, Jerry,
I'm so glad to be a part.
Wonderful. I want to talk a little bit about your passion for art. So can you remember how old you were when you first started wanting to draw, or that you had a passion for art?
Wow. I'm sure it goes back as young as 4 or 5. I was that child who could always be found with a coloring book, with the crayons, peeling the paper off of the crayons because I would color so much that I would color down to the stub of the crayon. And I would also steal my brother's his building blocks. He didn't play with them, and so I think that's where it comes from as far as me just being beyond the canvas. I just like creating in many different facets. So yeah, I would say as early as 4 or 5.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. So, you know, I've read that you're a mom of 6 and you're a minister, and you do a lot. You have a lot of busy activities. How do you balance it all? How do you actually get all of the things that you want to do? Because I know as a creative mind, you probably always having so much flow through your mind.
Indeed. You know, it's funny, when I hear the word balance, I often chuckle because I have just removed that word. Sometimes the word balance can bring anxiety in itself because for me, you visualize like this person with so much peace and, you know, their hands are open and, you know, everything is just calm and peaceful. And that's just not my life. I think the better word, the word I usually find myself using is juggle. I have learned the expertise of juggling. And just depending on what is priority in that season, you know, the balls change. And so, you know, you have a smooth flow of the juggle, but, you know, again, it just depends on what ball has landed in the hand as far as what the focus is for that season. So, yeah, I think I've just mastered juggling.
But, you know, you and I have talked about the fact that there are a lot of moms out there who have children, they're married and you know, just as busy as you are, but they have a dream and a desire to start a business, but they feel guilty about doing it. And so, therefore, they suppress their desire to do it, feeling like, well, I've got to put my kids first, and if I do anything else outside of that, then I am not doing what God wants me to do. But what do you think about that?
Well, you know, as women and as mothers, I think sometimes we do very much feel like we sacrifice a lot for the sake of motherhood, for the sake of parenting. And, you know, there's been so many strong people who have spoken into my life and encouraged me to, you know, just keep moving forward. I mean, even in my own spiritual walk and just in through prayer and through, you know, reading God's word, have I been encouraged to continue on. And I tell people all the time that, you know, God has shown me just as much through my parenting and motherhood as he has from, you know, working with the community. So I think for me and for women in general, it comes to a place where, again, if we just see certain times of our life as seasons and understand that it won't always be the season that it is, even with our children, as our children grow, they don't need us quite as much as they did when they were, you know, supping from our bosom, you know, as they start walking and, you know, developing their personalities and everything, they get a life of their own. And all of a sudden, you don't hear mom called as much as you used to. So I think we have to embrace the idea of seasons and know that there will come a time where we will be more freed up to move forward in things. And so we just can't forget. you know, what you were saying earlier about writing the vision and setting up systems, I am a scribe by nature. I have so many journals and lists, and that is my way of keeping vision alive. That is my way of making sure that I acknowledge the vision that God gives me. So when you talk about, you know, God says, and Habakkuk 2:2, actually, when you were saying that, to write the vision and make it plain, that, yes, it's very true. When we write, my form of writing, when he gives me something, is me telling him, I got it. You don't have to give it to anybody else. I got it. And in the season when I can manifest it, I will do so. So I think it's very important for us to write the vision and understand that once it's written, it's not, it will come to pass.
Exactly. I totally believe that. And that's what's so important. And I don't think either that there's a reason for women to feel guilty when they have a family and they're trying to support their family. I think it's important for us all to understand that when God gave us gifts and powers and the ability to accomplish things in life, he just didn't do it in the area of motherhood and being a wife, but he also gave us other abilities as well. And, you know, for those of you that are Christians and remember the proverbial woman, remember he admired her a lot for that very reason, because she was able to balance and also at the same time be a businesswoman and a leader as well. And I think, you know, that's what it's all about, is making sure that you have a, and I talked about this, Jerry, making sure that you have a system in place so that so that you know how things are going to work out. And sometimes I think that's why women feel so overwhelmed, is because they, you know, they want to start a business, they want to do all of these things, but they don't have themselves in a system, and they don't have their kids in a system to make it happen.
Right, yes. Yes, it's very true. And I, you know, even with you mentioning the proverbial woman, there was a time when I had to encourage another woman who was, she was stressing out. She was really anxious about the idea of all that was being called from the proverbial woman to do. And, you know, the only thing I could say to her was, you know what, there are a lot of other women in the Bible. So I think sometimes we have to do a self-reflection and really seek God on who we are, who he has created us to be, because everyone was not created to be a Proverbs 31 woman, you know, and people have to be, women have to be comfortable in their gifting and comfortable in their strength and understand that we all have a purpose. We all have something we're supposed to walk out and accomplish. And it may not be the proverbial way. You may be, you know, you may be a Titus woman. You may be an Esther. You know, it's just a matter of us really being comfortable and knowing and really doing self-reflection. I mean, a lot of what you were saying, just, you know, believing in the power of us, which, of course, when you say power, I hear God. So believing that, you know, what is in us, God placed it in us, and he is come to those times of just quiet time and really allowing ourselves to hear the inner voice, to hear who God is saying we are.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to ask you, when did you have the calling in your life to become a minister?
Oh, goodness. I think it all, so I, okay, so all of my children were actually birthed in my 20s, and it was all simultaneous. I think when I met my husband in 98, we were invited to a church, and we went to the church, and it really impacted us. And I think I turned back toward God because my husband was so passionate about rededicating his life, and there had just not been that type of presence in my life before that from a man showing interest in God. And so it really impressed me, and it led me to rededicate myself and just get right, get my relationship right. And so by the end of 98, we met in 98, and by the end of 98, we were married. And our whole marriage, our whole building of our family has been based on just that spiritual walk and moving forward. And it was actually in 03 that I believe someone, another leader had spoken to me and said that they felt like I was called to be a minister. And just coming up and having my experiences in church and everything, I shied away. I really kind of stepped back because I didn't understand what that meant. I didn't know what it meant to be a minister or what that title brought with it. And so I actually went into a personal study of the Bible and seeking God on what it meant to be a minister.
Uh-huh.
And he showed me, he gave me revelation that minister means servant.
Uh-huh.
And it
uh-huh.
was such a profound moment in my life that I actually wind up producing a full series of artwork behind that statement of minister means servant, and published a book behind minister means servant. So it was a powerful moment in my life. And so in 2004 was the first time that my husband and I actually walked into and actually accepted the call to ministry.
Wow, that's beautiful, beautiful. And so here you are, a mom of six, you are a wife, you are a minister, and you want to take your passion for art, and move it into a business where you can monetize it. And so
yes.
All Things Creative is born. So tell me about that, about your business, All Things Creative. What are your services? How do you monetize an art business? And I think that's what a lot of people who are in the creative world, that's where they have a challenge, is monetizing what it is that they do.
Yes. And All Things Creative, the name is new. The name is just about 3 years old. Before that, I was known in as far as my exhibitions that I hosted under the name of Get Nods. And so the name change came with just the fact that I wanted something that was more representative of all of a mixed media platform, because
uh-huh,
I was
uh-huh.
not just working in acrylics. I wasn't just working in oil, and I was doing other creative things. And so the name itself is based, again, it is Bible-based from Exodus 35, where God is saying that he skilled and gave, a certain group of people the skill to craft and create. So the name itself,
uh-huh.
All Things Creative, came from there. But again, the idea to make money from it was, a time where I was at home with my children were really young, and my husband, has always been pretty much the one working full time, and I would just work as it fit into the kids' schedule. And,
uh-huh.
just going through a time of strain with finances, and I remember saying, okay, there has got to be, more. There has got to be something that I can do to contribute, without losing the hold on my children and what I've been called
uh-huh.
to do as a mother. And
uh-huh.
just, again, God speaking that, you have wealth in your hands. You have, I've gifted you to create. And so in 2004 is when I really hosted my first solo exhibit under that statement, of just moving forward. And it wasn't that I purchased a lot of materials. God kind of led me to use what I had. And we don't realize how much we do have until
Absolutely.
We look around and are in that moment. And so, yes, I started hosting solo exhibitions. And I think we get caught up and we get anxious about trying to do it the way others do it. And,
uh-huh.
God gave me peace in that and just saying, do it the way I show you. And so, yeah, I just kind of moved forward. And it's been, I have gone, again, depending on the season, I
uh-huh.
will juggle. And there will be times where the exhibits and the art is in the forefront. And then there are times where my kids are in the forefront, depending
mm-hmm.
on what they have going on. And so it's just at a time now with us having one out of the household and three official teenagers and
uh-huh.
two preteens, it's just that season where I can really, put more energy into it. And I'm excited. Of course, there's so much to be said
mm-hmm.
about online marketing and what we can do on the online internet platform. So the website is pretty much the biggest and the main place that we are directing traffic for, just the increase in people knowing and building our client base for All Things Creative
uh-huh.
is really through the website.
Please give us the website address so that people can also go visit your site.
Okay. Okay, yes. The website is All Things Creative, ALLTHINGS. Creative is CREATIV. And do not put that last E on there. That silent E has been dropped. So All Things Creative without the last E, .com.
Wonderful.
Go to our website, yes.
I just want to say I have looked at the website, and I love your paintings and what they stand for. And there's one painting in particular that I personally have talked to you about with this little mama. I definitely love that. And I recently saw one of your beautiful journal planners that you actually created the cover design for. Tell us a little bit about your journal and your planner.
Okay. Well, again, like I said, you know, I am a scribe and I juggle a lot, so I have always been one to use a planner and a calendar to just try to keep up with scheduling our household. And a few years ago, just in shopping, you know, for a new planner, I was always challenged finding one that would fit what I wanted to do, the layout that I wanted. And so I was finally just, you know, led to create my own. And so this year will be my third year releasing and publishing a planner journal. And the 2015 planner journal, my artwork is in the journal, on the journal pages, about three pieces of my artwork. And, yes, I did design the cover design as well. But, again, like you were saying, Trina, about just having your systems and having your list, one thing about this year's journal is that it is broken down. The calendar section is broken down quarterly, and it does have that option to list out your goals quarterly, because I think that there's a lot to say about celebrating our accomplishments on a short-term basis as well, because it is motivation to that bigger vision, like you were saying earlier. So ironically,
absolutely,
the 2015 Planner Journal is set up with just that in mind. It gives women and whoever, really, the journal does complement both men and women as far as just moving forward and being able to schedule out your year. And so, yes, it's broken down quarterly. It gives you a page to set goals. It gives you a check-in page after each quarter to reassess and see what you've accomplished. You know, it talks about celebrating what you've accomplished, which is what you were saying earlier, and then reassessing, because, again, it's about the resilience. It's about, you know, getting back up and doing a recheck, a self-assessment, and moving forward. You know, we can't stop or feel as if we failed just because we didn't get one thing marked off. You know, there's still time as long as we got something accomplished. So
absolutely,
the planner journal can be purchased from the website as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, for all of you who love to touch paper, I know that I do. I'm somewhere, Jerry, caught in between the techno side of time management, but I still have to have a journal that I write in. So for all of you who really still like to hold it in your hands and actually review your paper journal and your planner, this is an excellent opportunity for you. It's February, so I'm just going to go ahead and put you guys out there. I know a lot of you haven't even purchased the time management planner yet. Okay, you're still writing a little piece of paper. So make sure that you go and visit Jerry's website, All Things Creative, and creative is spelled CREATIV, no E at the end, .com. All Things Creative, no E at the end, .com. Jerry, I want to, I asked you if you could come up with three wisdom tips that our listeners can embrace from your experience of being a mom, a businesswoman. Could you share those three wisdom tips with us?
Oh, yes, yes. So when you said that, of course, that's the first place I thought about, was just speaking to the mothers, to speak to mothers, whether you have one child, whether you have two, three, four, five, six, whether you have a husband or not. As a mother, I challenge you to look past that title and really do a self-reflection and see who you are outside of motherhood. I think when we answer that question, we are on our way to purpose, and we are on our way to the full vision of what God would have us do. The second thing I thought about was success. you know, the name of this show is Successful Woman Radio. And, you know, some would say, well, what have I succeeded in order for me to, you know, say that I've been successful? Well, again, if we were to define success for ourselves, when you think about what your goals are, when you think about what you've been called to accomplish, I think the success lies in you reaching your goals, your personal goals, and not so much comparing yourself to the next person, definitely not comparing ourselves to celebrities because, you know, that may not be the path for you. So, so number two would be to define success for yourself. And then number three, to the busy woman, to the one who doesn't say no, to the one who says yes to everything. And like you said, get to the end of Friday, the end of the week, and you have not accomplished all that you wanted to accomplish and you spent your week being busy. I challenge you to exercise the ministry of no. There is a there is something about a mother, something about a woman that it is just difficult for us to say no, and we feel as if we have to explain or give an excuse for why we cannot do a thing. So there is something about learning the power and the ministry in no. There's a way to do it in love and with a smile and still not overwhelm yourself doing and being busy in a lot of things that you weren't purposed to be busy and doing in. So those would be my three tips, Trina. Thank you so much.
Oh, that is just so beautiful. And I'm just so excited that you were on the show today and that you're actually living in testimony that you are, you know, a mom, a wife, a minister, and a woman who can do multiple things, and you are managing to do it all through the system that you've created for yourself. So I really appreciate that, Jerry, and you giving us these wisdom tips today. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I want to right now say, will you come back and be on the show again later on?
Oh, my gosh, sure. Thank you so much. Of course I would.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely. Well, I am excited about talking to you again. And I know those of you that are listening have enjoyed learning more about Jerry and her tips and inspiration for moving forward in your life and doing what it is that you are purposed to do, what you have passion for. Again, Jerry, have a beautiful week. And once again, thank you for being on Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you, Trina. You have a good day as well.
Again, that was Jerry B., and she is with All Things Creative. She's an artist that has beautiful work. Also, check out her her time management planner. And she, again, she says she has it broken down into quarters. Again, Jerry's website is All Things, that's T-H-I-N-G-S, All is A-L-L, All Things Creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V as in Victor, .com. There is no E on the end of creative. Don't forget, All Things Creative with a V, no E.com, okay? Wonderful. Well, as we begin to end the show, I want to remind everybody that you need to be marking your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern for Successful Woman Radio. If there is a woman that you would like to hear us feature, make sure you point her to successfulwomanradio.com, and in the top menu bar, click on Be on the Show. Fill that form out, and I or my producer will get with you on that. Also, I want to remind you that the Lunch and Learn teleclass, It's Time for My Success, which was scheduled for this Wednesday, is going to be rescheduled. If you've already registered, don't worry. We'll keep you on the registration list and keep you posted of the new dates. If you're here in the Metro Atlanta area, don't forget that Tuesday, the 24th, is our monthly Power Networking event at the Courtyard Marriott, 285 and La Vista Road. Come on out. You can find out more about that by visiting the Women About Biz website. And also, I'll be speaking at the Delta Sigma Theta event, Code Red, which is this Saturday, February 28th, from 10 to 1 p.m. at the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. And again, that address is 3900 Aviation Circle, Atlanta, 303-336, and it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it is open to the general public. I will be putting a RSVP link so we can let them know, the people that are interested in attending. I will be speaking there along with the keynote, Terry Dennison, who is the director of the Georgia SBA. So this is a good opportunity for some great networking, meeting some new women, and developing some new relationships, and who knows, you might meet somebody there that you can collaborate with and see some awesome things happening. At the end of the show today, I just want to say to you, listen, success is not only about you reaching to the end result that you want, but success is also about the journey, about you taking the action and actually really doing something to work towards your goals. You see, that in and of itself is actually the success part that gets you to the end result. So don't just harp on the fact that you didn't get something done. Focus more on the journey and the actions required of you to get to the end of your success journey for whatever it is that you want to do. Well, we've come to the end of the show. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, wanting you to have such an abundant and beautiful week. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful week again. Bye-bye.